What's up? Welcome to the show. I'm Chris Fresh, your plumbing sales coach, and I'm here tonight to share exactly how I run every single service call. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about, obviously, the giveaway. We're doing that $200 giveaway tonight, literally giving that money away tonight. We're also doing a $25 giveaway. So much going on with tonight's show, and we've got a lot planned, so I'm excited to get to it. Welcome to the show. We've got a new way to get subscribed. We've got a new way to pretty much do everything on here. So we're going to be sharing a lot of that with you guys tonight. Who do we got watching with us? Brandon Graham in the house. My boy says freshness. Derek Underhouse says, what's up, fresh over from YouTube, watching from the YouTube. And we're live now on YouTube and on Facebook. Lost my voice there. That's okay, because I'm saying everything twice. You're just hearing it once because I'm shooting it over to Facebook and then over to YouTube. So I'm doing twice as much work right now. But you guys are just having the same experience, and that's what I do for you. So that's how it works. Actually, not really. The producer's the one doing everything. I'm just here having a good time like you guys. Good to see you on the show. Raylene Stinson, Brittany Briner says, hey, good to see all of you looking fresh. We popping tonight. We getting it. And we've got some stuff to go over. Again, tonight we're going to talk about how exactly I run the calls. Now, we're not able to do the mini chat broadcast and let all of you know we're not able to send that alert out before the show. So a lot of you don't even realize we go live anymore, and you've sent me messages and said, hey, how do I get subscribed? How do I get these alerts? Well, we're working on some new features, but until then, we've got to use what we've got, and that's Facebook and YouTube. So if you're on YouTube, simply click that big old subscribe button, and that'll get you right on the show. You'll get alerts. You'll be able to see us, follow us, know when we go live, know when we upload videos. If you're on Facebook, go to our page, click like, follow the page, see first, click the see first feature, and then you'll get alerts every time we go live. And check our page. We go live every Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern, every Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then the next day, our audio version of the show gets uploaded to our podcast, which you can find anywhere. Literally type in plumbing sales coach and you will see us everywhere on Google, on Apple, on, Twitcher or whatever. That's not a thing. I just made that up. Okay. Well, it's on all the podcast stuff. I'm obviously not very podcast oriented, but Stitcher. That's what I was saying. Stitcher, Anchor. That's another one. Belly Bean, Jelly Bean. I don't know. Not really. All right. So tonight we're talking about how I run the call exactly. Fresh is in the air. I just sense it, he says. Corey Anderson says, what's up, Fresh? Good to see you as well, brother. Josh from Pride Plumbing, always good to see you up in the Grand Junction Mountains. You're the man with the plan up there, brother. Good to see you on the show as well. Tonight, we're doing that $200 giveaway. Tonight, we're doing the $25 giveaway. We got a lot of stuff to give away, and maybe even some apparel, some gear, and some stuff like that, because you never know. You just never know. Also, we're talking about how I run every single call, the exact way I run every single call. And I actually use my last name to teach it. It's a process that I've followed pretty much ever since I've gotten into the trade and been out and ran calls. Every time I've interacted with a customer, anytime I taught someone else how to interact with a customer, I've stripped it down to the five stages that literally happen on every single plumbing call. Every call you go on, these five things basically unfold in order, and so you just got to go through that. Now, I'm not a big fan of scripting, so I'm not a big fan of teaching people, hey, say this when this happens, say this, because eventually I can only teach so many scenarios, I can only teach so many situations, and eventually what happens is you get yourself in a situation I haven't taught on, and then you can't get yourself out of it. So instead of doing that, I like to teach on how and why I do things, because then you're able to move, be yourself, and flow within a stage. You can get, creative, if you will, being yourself. And I believe in authenticity and genuineness when you're on a call. So it's got to be your words. It's got to be what you're saying, how you're saying it, how you're thinking it. It's got to be you. And so that's why we do it the way we do it. Really quick, let us know what company you're with. Also, if you're watching the show live or if it's a replay, put all the data into the comments. Let the world know what's going on. I see conversations pop up later on, days later, weeks later on shows, just because of a comment that's made later. And then I re-engage or someone else re-engages. It's kind of cool to see. If Grand Junction was closer, Denver, I would call your guys' business for her HVAC needs. Hey, there you go. If you watch the show and you're a local plumbing business owner and you've got local clients in your area watching the show, who knows? You may get some business out of it. Brandon says, scripts are for actors. Be sure you are real. Absolutely. That's key. That's essential. It's one of the major ingredients into authenticity. And when you talk about going into the home and making this connection, it's literally the difference, guys, between $1,000 tickets and $100 tickets. It's the difference between customers that are bragging about you and not bragging about you. We talk about that all the time on the show. But I use my last name to teach the five stages. And look, we're going to use one right now. The first stage is fear for the letter F. And we're going to talk about something in just a second before we go there. Good to see you, Eddie Van, my man on the show with Hers and His Plumbing out of Tampa, Florida. Hey, check this out. We're gonna watch a short clip in just a second. And by the time we're done with this clip, you're going to be dying. You're going to be laughing. But when I saw this clip, first of all, the first thing I did was watch it over and over and over again because it caught me off guard. It was funny. I'm not going to lie. But then I started thinking, this is what it's like for a plumber. Like, this is stage one. This is the customer is freaked out. They're in fear mode. They don't know how to handle it. They woke up to this major plumbing problem. They wake up to this derailed moment in their life, meaning, look, your customer, they wake up most of the time, 80% of our plumbing calls, if not more, we wake up to a customer wakes up and all of a sudden their whole life just changed. They were going to go to work. They were going to go do this meeting. They were going to do this interview. They were going to go take their kids to this thing. They had this event planned, whatever it was, whatever they were going to do, they're no longer going to do. They jumped up in the morning, ready for the day, excited. They turn on the hot water in the shower and guess what? No hot water. They go by the toilet, they flush the toilet, and all of a sudden, ka-doosh, onto the kitchen counter. And something happens that completely disrupts their life. They go into fear, freak out mode. They don't know who's going to fix it. They don't know what the problem is, and they don't know how long their life's going to be derailed. That's the three fears they're facing. But I saw this video. I saw this video, and it made me think of exactly what we go through. So in this video, you're going to see a man, and if you've seen the video before, you could probably relate this, but you're going to see a man who basically saves his dog from a kangaroo attack. And it gets real interesting real quick. But as we watch this video, before we watch this video, I just want to assign some roles here. In this video, the plumbing problem, like the issue, is the dog that we see in the video. Okay? The customer is the dude that jumps out of the truck and runs over to the scene. That's the customer. Running over to the plumbing problem, and you're the kangaroo. You're the kangaroo in this scenario. All right, the plumber is the kangaroo. Let's roll the tape. As we roll this tape, I'm going to walk us through. Now, here we go. This truck's pulling up to the scene. You're going to find out why here in just a second, but they're in quick mode right now. They got to get there, and they got to save this dog. And watch the guy as he jumps out here real quick. He's going to jump out of the truck, and he's going to run over here because he's got to save this dog. And so remember, this is the customer running over to the plumbing problem. The dog is the plumbing problem, and the plumber is the kangaroo. And the kangaroo is like, I just want to fix it. And the customer's like, get away. Don't walk through. Don't look. Boom. And there we are. And a lot of you, this is what you do. You walk away. The rest of that video shows someone walking away. And who just loves that video? Can we just one more time run that back? Just if you could do it, can you put me on the screen with it so we can kind of, yeah, I don't know. We'll give them a second here to get that fixed. But look, that's the deal, man. The customer's freaked out. They're in fear mode. They're in fear mode, straight up. And they don't know. They don't know what's going to happen. You're going to try to rip them off? You know, are you going to try and take advantage of them? What are you going to do here? What are you going to do to them? And so they're like, look, their walls go up. Their guards go up. They start saying things like, I just want a quote. That punch is, I just want a quote today. That punch is, I'm just looking for an estimate. That punch is, you're the fifth plumber to come in my house and look at this. Just deck the kangaroo. Yeah, I mean, yeah. That video. All right, we're ready. Let's put it up there. So here we go. You know, look, this is how it is. And we're coming back in with options. We're coming back in with some options. Or we're at the front door and we just want to walk them through and show them what we're finding and show them the water pressure and show them the water condition. We're seeing really bad signs of water condition. We're seeing, and there's the customer. They're like, oh, I'm not having it. You're not going to sell me a bunch of stuff I don't need. Get away from all the other plumbing. This is what, get away from the other plumbing. You're like, no, let me just look real quick. Hold on, I'm just going to, no, let me check it out. Customer's like, I said, get away. All right. We got to be careful showing these videos because I can't keep it together. This is crazy. I can't keep it together. You're going to watch me lose it on. Oh, man, one hitter. Just deck the kangaroo. That's clowning. What's up, my boy? Oh, goodness. The Graham brothers in the house, though. All right, so we're talking about the fear mode that the customer is going through when, I mean, it's just so funny. It's just so funny. I don't know if you guys watched the last show last Tuesday where we had the deer coming on. I'm still laughing about that. And anyway, so you don't miss the show. I'm telling you, we're bringing it. Our producers are starting to bring it with some funnies, with some real funnies. But it's so relatable. So the customer's in fear mode, and you got to deal with that. And a lot of times I say, look, it's a lot easier to deal with someone you know, someone you have a relationship with. And bottom line is the customer's going to do that when you make a relationship, when you build that connection with them. And we teach this stuff in all of our trainings and all the stuff. We got a retreat coming up for owners, by the way, which we announced in our inner circle. We announced to our current customers. I think we briefly mentioned it maybe on the show or something. But that's coming up here in October. And it's going to be a blast, man. We're going to have a lot of people there. And we're going to be talking about all this stuff, like breaking it down, scheduling, price book. We're going to talk about advertising. We're talking about how, like, advertising, marketing, and branding they're not the same thing. They work together, but they're not the same thing. They have different roles. Scheduling, dispatching, you know, understanding the idea of getting the right quantity versus quality with that scheduling, getting the right schedule in place, and exactly when to schedule and how to book them out. All that stuff we're going to talk about, because this process that we're going to talk about today is literally essential for the technicians to go through. So when you think about your customer in that home and they're in fear mode, they're freaking out, you got to build this relationship with them. And you got to have time to do that. That's why we talk about scheduling. It's why we talk about price book, so we can understand exactly the whole entire, it's like the whole enchilada, right? The whole entire thing, so that you can put it all together, run the play the right way. And in this scenario right here, we're talking about the service call with in relation to the fear. Well, once you get past that fear mode and you kind of get to know the customer a little bit more, you can go into review stage. And that's where you're kind of hearing the customer out. You're learning a little bit more about the plumbing. And understand that when you go to diagnose, which we'll get into in just a second, you really need to know what the customer is looking for. You really need to know what the customer's after. And more than just them telling you, I want my toilet fixed. And so review mode, I always teach a very specific question to ask and what to say there. But really what it comes down to is getting yourself in the right conversation. And then think about when you go somewhere and you're upset or you're stressed or you're unhappy or you're frustrated with their service or whatever, and you want to explain it to the owner, to the manager, or to the person, the last thing you want to do is be cut off and interrupted and have to explain yourself more than once. And so this is called review, meaning you listen, review it with the customer, let them get it all off their chest. And then from there, we move into the third phase, which is examine. This is where the diagnosing comes in. This is where we examine. This is where we're going to stop for a second. Because I want you to understand exactly what I mean by examine, okay? This is where I'm going to get a little passionate. We're 14 minutes into the show, and we're only to examine. Okay, so we're going to go roughly a few minutes over, probably, by about 438 minutes, because I need to take some time on examine. In all seriousness, it can be like a waiting room for emergency room. No, but in all seriousness, when you talk about examine, I've used this example of this time that I almost had a heart attack. I actually didn't have a heart attack at all. I had acid reflux, but it sure felt like one. And when I went to the hospital, I expected them to rip my heart out and just go ahead and get it replaced real quick based on my decision and my diagnosis of my own body. And the reality was, I sat down like every other patient and filled out paperwork. And I went through a whole process there, and if you go through my trainings, you get that story and whatnot. But the bottom line was, at the end of that time, at the end of that experience, like, I realized I was really grateful that they didn't just rip my heart out. There was nothing wrong with it. Well, there's some things wrong with it, but it's a totally different story for another time. This particular problem was related to acid reflux. I was basically just over 40 and eating wrong. It was that simple. But man, I was freaked out. And I sure wanted them to understand where I was coming from when I went into that hospital. And when they examined me the way that they examined me. That's what we're going to talk about here. They examined me with the way that they examined, not the way that I, you know, I worked at CarMax. CarMax had a, I don't know if you guys know what CarMax is. CarMax is kind of like this anomaly to the used car sales world. They do things totally different. At least they used to. They're kind of merging over to what the rest of the world does, which, by the way, if you're CarMax and you watch this and you're like, why are you calling us out? Change your ways. Go back to the old ways. Do service the right way and I won't call you out. A little word to the wise for all you companies out there. But bottom line is, CarMax had this great process that we took customers through. They didn't haggle pricing. They didn't negotiate. They didn't sell cars that were junk. They really took care and went through of all the cars they sold. They just had a really cool way of going about things. They only offered one kind of warranty. It covered everything pretty much on the car. It was just a no gimmicky deal. It was just straightforward, really cool place. But when the customer came in, because the customer had been through so many other car lots, they've been to so many other places. They bought cars in the past. They've been through the experience in the past. We had to re-educate them and kind of show them how we were different. And so one of the key things is when they came to the front door is I'd ask them, hey, have you ever been here before? And they'd say, yeah. I'd say, oh, great. So you know that we're different. And they say, yeah, we love it here. Okay, great. Do you mind if I just refresh you real quick in case a couple things have changed? Or they would say, I've never been here before. And I would then say, okay, do you mind if I show you how we're different? But the bottom line was, is they had a process that they followed. Just like a doctor has a process that they follow. Just like the emergency room had a process that they followed. And I was in the heart unit. This was a very special heart unit that I was in. So I was able to go in directly and speak to the heart specialists. And they still followed a process. My man, fresh and fresh. Hey, you know, that's a new commercial. Kroger grocery stores is saying that. Smith's out west is saying that. Fresher than fresh. They say that. I think they heard Joey. When we're in Vegas, Joey's pretty loud. They could have heard him. I'm just saying, it's possible. It's possible. My brother B is talking about Brandon. Definitely need to keep this in mind on every call. That's why you never lead with price without building rapport first. That's so gold. Oh, goodness. It's like someone's been in the training. I love Bob. I love Bob. Bob's a good dude. Burning the go-kart tracks up. My man, he's coming to the retreat. Patrick Leonard, the man with the plan, is going to be at the retreat. I'm excited, guys, about the retreat. We're going to talk about all the. I'm going to show you exactly what to do. If you're ever bored, look up reviews for ERs. No one understands the process. There's a process. There's a process, and there's a process when you examine the home. And here's the process. Here's the thing. Whenever you go to the doctor, first of all, they typically allow the symptoms to lead to the symptoms, meaning what they're going to do is they're going to take your vitals no matter what. And they're going to do that at the review. They're going to do that early, right? That's the first part of examine. You're getting all the vitals done, okay? Then you sit down. You're going to tell them your whole life story about everything that you ever went through before and why your right knee might hurt when it rains, but only when it's 62 degrees out. And then when the sun comes out, it stops hurting, but only on Tuesdays. And the doctor's like, you're crazy. Well, that's what the doctor's like, yeah, we're going to go through. The nurse is going to do this for me because I'm not doing all that. And they go through this process with you, and they learn and they check. And then they start asking you questions about your symptoms. And they start, if you notice, they ask very specific questions because they're trying to understand more directly as it's related to that symptom, because they know all along, the whole time, the problem is not the symptom. There's something else causing that symptom in most cases. So when you go in there and you're like, my elbow hurts, and you start talking about it, unless there's something like a car ran my elbow over, there's usually something else causing that. For example, when my heart was hurting, and I thought it was going to explode in my chest for real. I thought I was having a heart attack. Felt just like one. I mean, based on what I've heard, because I never had one, but whatever. I had acid reflux. And what I thought was going on was something other than what was actually going on. It's something to this effect. I think I need my toilet fixed, but all along it's I need a PRV. I think I need a new faucet every 3 years in every single one of my faucets. But the reality is I needed a softener. There's so much to this understanding, you know, this idea of think about this, for example, too. It's not always just strictly related to the plumbing, meaning what if you examine things in this way? You start taking a look at the age of the plumbing and you look at the toilets and they're all 15 years old. And all of a sudden, the first toilet starts to fail. The second toilet's working. The third toilet's working. And you just leave it alone because you ignore the law of averages. You ignore the law of science. You ignore the law of just the reality that things age out. And all of a sudden what happens is instead of the second one or the third one failing in a way that you just need to come out and fix the plumbing, it destroys the entire hardwood flooring upstairs. Or even worse, downstairs we get mold buildup on the cabinets because they don't see it for 2 months. When you examine it, you got to look at the whole picture. All right, we got a low viewer count. I don't think we've had this low viewer count since we first started the show. And I think that's because Facebook is not allowing us to announce to all the subscribers. That's okay. So you guys are basically going to win now. You guys are going to have a better chance of winning. I mean, really, that's what we're doing. A $200 giveaway tonight and a $25 giveaway tonight. We're going to give that money away. We're not going to stop that. He says, never stop educating yourself, being the best. Absolutely. 100%. 100%. Let's get that wheel up there really quick so we can see who's in the drawing right now for the $25 gift card. Now, this will be the first drawing that we do tonight. We've got Jill in the drawing, and we've got Adam in the drawing. They're both in the drawing for the $25 Visa gift card. And Raylene as well. And so then we've got two other mystery names that are up there. Once we get those tonight, we'll fill that in. Then the winner from that wheel will get put on this wheel right here. Did we change wheels? I don't feel like we changed wheels. There we go. Kyle, Brian, Jeff, and Jody and Randall all in the drawing. So we got one more name going in there, and we'll do the big $200 giveaway tonight. Boom, baby. So you have a chance tonight. You have a chance tonight. Yeah, Brandon, Facebook alerted you. But we have over 300 subscribers now in the Messenger subscriptions, and we can't send messages out to them. So that's what we're talking about. That's where everybody's at. So that's why we're missing on so many people tonight. That's all right. It is what it is. We've got plans in store for that, baby. We've got new ways to subscribe. We're looking at some text messaging options, some different ways to get you onto the show. Also, we got to do that quick because we got Bradford White coming on the show here, I think, in September. We're working on. We got a couple of shows lined up with them, back-to-back shows with them. We've got some other things lined up. We're pretty pumped up. We got some things happening. So what happens when you got a team working with you? Because now we got more people doing this thing and getting the message out a little bit faster. I also want to say we got something called the Fresh Force coming. That is for all of you loyal subscribers, all you loyal listeners, all you loyal sharers, all you loyal. We're going to be giving stuff away. This is our last comment of the night giveaway. This is our last drawing that we're doing for the comments of the night. That's being retired. So whoever wins tonight is winning the final one. We're moving over to the idea of Fresh Force, where we start looking at the people that are sharing the show, the people that are promoting us. Like Joey Cisneros last summer probably sent us four or five like actual customers to work with their plumbing business and help them. I want to give a shout out to him. He would be someone that we would consider in the Fresh Force. Lance Ball would be another person. Patrick Leonard would be another person. Brandon Graham's been a big advocate of the show. William Noss is another person. Brandon Redman. Just I could go on and on and on with all the names of all the advocates for the show. Raylene Stinson is another one. We're going to start sending you guys random stuff out of nowhere because we love you. We appreciate what you're doing. And more importantly, we want to get the message out because we want more people to have a better experience in their home when the plumber comes. So that's what we're going to do. Now, what up, my man, Carmen Lacasse? I haven't seen you in a while. It's good to see you, brother. Fresh Force equals cooler than Space Force. Think about it. They put the Fresh Force with the Space Force, and we encountered aliens. We could actually relate to them, encounter them. We could take them through the fear mode, the review mode, examine them, and then we would suggest some options for them on, like, hey, maybe don't mess with us, and then we could help them make the right decision. And we're going to get into those last two here in just a second. Fresh Force is what you need in your life. That's what Matt Miller says, and I mean, I couldn't agree more. Also, remember that we are now on YouTube. We're now live on YouTube doing the YouTube thing. We're starting to grow our audience over there as well. So if you have a little bit more ease getting on YouTube, comments are coming in from over there. We're able to put those up here. If you want to get information on our training products, if you're watching on Facebook, you can type Dominate. Dominate into the comments. That'll trigger a message, and you'll get a little bit of an exchange there. And then I think myself or someone from my team, but probably me, I'll reach out to you personally. We'll have a little discussion about what we offer, where you're at, what you're trying to accomplish. We teach everything from helping the technicians run calls all the way to running your business the right way, all the way to creative ideas to making an impact in your community, to creative marketing, creative branding, creative strategy, everything we help you with. Because we want to help. That's what we do. So whatever you need, that's what we offer. That's if you're on Facebook. If you're on YouTube and you want information, you can just simply email info@theplumbingsalescoach.com. info@theplumbingsalescoach.com. Or you can click get started on our page or whatever. Some way reach out to us and we'll get in contact with you, get the information. Same with you on the podcast. Email us or whatnot. Now, listen, he says, what's happening, brother? All right. So we got some new gear. We got some new stuff. Carmen, since you've been on here for a while, maybe I'll just take an opportunity to flash that up. We got the new Plumbing Sales Coach gear in the house with the new hat that we got, baby. We're sending those out to winners and to all the people out there that love on us. We love on you. It's what we do. We inform the aliens on what their best options are. All right, let's finish this out. We got suggestion help. Remember, comments of the night are going to get entered into that drawing. Got a chance to win $25 for the comment of the night, and then you get entered into that grand finale. Grand Dizzle Dally, the big money maker, the Dosientos, the $200 giveaway that we'll be sending out to a lucky winner. All right, we'll be doing that tonight here in like 5 or 10 minutes, like real quick, real soon, right quick. 0 to 100 real quick. All right, here we go. Fresh hat, brother. Hey, man, just trying to keep up with Carmen. Carmen's one of the coolest cats around up there in the Chicagolands. All right, here we go. We're going to talk about the final two stages. First one was fear. Second one was review. Third one was examined. Real quick, let's get that video up on the screen. Let's remind the audience, for those just jumping on, I got to take an opportunity to show it one more time. Go ahead and hit the cameras. Here we go. We've got, now for those that are just jumping on, we said this guy right here in the back of this truck you're going to see jump out. He's the customer. The dog you're about to see in just a second is the plumbing problem, and you are the kangaroo. It'll make total sense in a second. This is the customer jumping out of the truck right here. There he goes. He's running over to the plumbing problem, which is the dog. And the customer's like, hey, whoa, you trying to go through my house? You're the plumber. Don't be trying to go through my house and look at everything. Don't be trying to sell me a bunch of stuff. And this is where he's like, back up. And you're like, no, I'm just trying to help. I'm just, okay. And he's like, look, I just want a quote only. And that's the life of a plumber in a nutshell. So basically that's fear mode. Then we moved into review mode, which was listening to the customer, hearing them out, hearing everything they have to say about their problem. Then we moved into examine, see, fresh, F-R-E. Moved into examine, and that was where we talked about, just like a doctor takes us through the vitals, takes us through everything each and every time, we got to do the same thing for our customer. And then we get into suggest. This is the fourth option. This is the fourth stage. This is where we suggest three options. We give them a good, better, best, a today, tomorrow, forever. As I like to always say, repair, replace, upgrade option. And we give them three options. We give them three choices, three ways to fix their problem. Either attacking it right from the issue at hand all the way up to expanding and educating and informing them on the bigger issues and helping them solve them as well. Maybe even bundling things together, which we talk about in a lot of the trainings, especially in the one-on-one coaching with the owners. We talk about your price book and how do we bundle this stuff together to get customers excited about doing work today and then also excited about telling the entire world about the deal they just got and the excitement of the upgrade they got. Again, people brag about buying a car. No one brags about fixing a car. People brag about upgrading their stuff. No one goes like, oh, I just got my pants hemmed. No one does that, but they're like, check out my new pants, right? Like, no one does that. So that's just how, like, oh, check out my watch. What about it? Well, I got the battery replaced. Okay. So no one's going around talking about that. But a couple people I know, but they talk about everything. So they're not doing that, but they're all like, dude, check out my new watch. I got a good deal on it, right? Something like that. So, or I'm one of the only people that got one of these. You like to talk about tankless. You're like, you're one of the only people in your neighborhood that's going to have one. We can do it today. That alone can close the deal, believe it or not. So all those things, suggesting three options. And then the last one is helping. It's helping the customer make the right decision. I am not a proponent. I am not a teacher of closing tactics. If the customer's like, well, I want to talk to my wife, I'm not going to be like, well, who wears the pants in the family? Like, well, we both do. So I'm not gonna do that. That's just absolutely silly. It's nonsense. You should be able to be good enough to build the value in what you offer and who you are and understand what the customer wants and stay on the same page with them throughout the call well enough to not have to do that. So we don't teach that. We don't like that. We're not about that. But we do overcome objections. We do ask questions. We do try to understand where they're coming from and why they make the decisions they make just to make sure there's no misinformation or miscommunications. For example, when I present my three options, I don't usually say, which one do you want to go with? Which one do you like? Which one do you want to sign up for? Which one do you want me to do today? I usually say something, which one of these makes the most sense to you? Then that gives the customer the chance in an opinionated format, explain why they like one of the options or don't like one of the options or whatever they want to say without being backed into a corner. That also allows them to build the magical fourth option. That option always sells because they built it. Like I say every time, all the time, anytime I can, anytime anyone's listening, there's no better salesperson in the home than the customer is to themselves. There is no better salesperson in the home than the customer is to themselves because we are the best at convincing ourselves of anything we want to convince ourselves of. We do this every day, all the time, throughout our entire life. I can't tell you how many people come to me for coaching and they don't want me to tell them what to do. They just want me to agree with their idea. And I'm telling you, that is silly. What are you trying to accomplish there? The reality is that you got to understand what's going on. You've got to be able to understand what's going on there. And that's seeking to understand, asking questions, and helping the customer make a good decision with whatever they're trying to achieve. And so that's how we do it. That's how we teach your technicians to basically go through every single call, because that's the best way to go through the call. That's the best way to really work through the phases with the customer, helping the customer get to the same place as you are when you get there, not after and not before. And that's, you know, that's a magical piece of sales right there, is when the customer arrives to the conclusion before you, you're done. You got to go with whatever they decide on. If you arrive to the conclusion before them, it feels like they're being sold. You're done. So you've got to get there together. It's kind of like I always say, walking into the deep, scary forest. If you don't stay in contact and in eyesight and on the same page, so to speak, with your customer, and you lose them, they're going to be lost. Now, what they say in the sales world is that's when you confuse your customer. You lose your customer, right? It's the same kind of thinking there of going through the deep, scary forest. So with all that being said, let the customer make the decision. Personally, when I'm the customer, I'm more likely to buy if it's a bundle. I'm the same way. Love that video. Educating the customer equals service equals success. People loving the video. I don't deserve the hat. Been scarce. Brother, just be on the show more. We'll get you out. All right, so let's do the drawing. Let's do the comments of the night. Who do we got in the final two slots? Who do we got? Who do we got? Here's the first one. Definitely need to keep this in mind on every call. That's why you never lead with price without building that rapport first. Absolutely. Look, if a stranger walks up to your kid and just starts talking to him, it doesn't matter what you're saying. Or I'm sorry, it doesn't matter what the stranger's saying. You're going to be like, dude, get back up. What are you doing? Back away. Whoa. Because they don't know you. They don't know you. And you got to build rapport. I love that comment. It's a great comment. Keep going. What else we got? We got to get another one? Always listen to the customer, Joshua Chandler says. They will give you what options that you need to present to them. That's the best way, because when you show them all the problems in the home that you're finding and you're showing them, not trying to show them the solution as you go through, like you should replace this, you should buy one of these, you should do this. I can't tell you how many times when customers, I get texts in the live trainings and they're like, hey, CF, I got this this customer, and you know, they asked me about the softener. I start talking about the softener. They asked me about the tankless. I start talking about the tankless. They asked me about the toilet. I start talking about replacing the toilet, and then they don't want it. They're the ones that brought it up. What's up with that? And I'm like, well, yeah, but it's kind of like fishing. And if you got your bait in the water and the fish hits that bait and doesn't actually grab a hold of that hook and you go to yank on it, you're going to scare the fish away. And that's what's going on there. And so you got to take time and ask more questions and understand why they're bringing these things up. And then you got to show them all the reasons why it would be a solution. Not tell them it's a solution, but show them it's a solution. I love that. Absolutely. Let's get both those people in the drawing. Let's go ahead and do that. Man leading with price, no way. For our central air estimate, if they would have led with price, we would have had a heart attack. Yeah, because the price was over $10,000. That can freak anybody out. I know that because I know we just talked about that together to make sure she was getting a good deal on the one that she was getting in the situation she was in. But the reality is that when you really look at it, like she said, hey, look, if they would have led with price, I'd have been freaked out. There's no way I would have wanted to have bought that. But once they built the value and showed us what we were getting, and then it became a no-brainer to do that. And so it's like, think about the mindset shift of the customer right there. You got one firsthand telling you exactly what they went through and how they felt as a customer. And so that's who we're talking to. Doesn't matter what I think. Doesn't matter what you think. Matters what the customer thinks. So this is the stuff I've learned from dealing with the customer. All right, let's talk about this right now. Let's do this drawing. Let's go. Let's get it up there. Here we go. Let's spin that wheel. Dun, dun, dun. Ooh, Bob, Josh, and Jill's another winner from Canada. Jill, you just won a $25 gift card, and you are now being entered into the grand finale drawing for $200, which we have other people on. So she just won a $25 Visa gift card. Jill, you probably, I don't see you on the show tonight, but you'll probably catch it later. Congratulations to you. And make sure that you email us at info@theplumbingsalescoach.com for that gift card. Now, let's see who's going to win this $200 gift card. We're adding that last name to the drawing as we speak. Make sure you get subscribed by clicking on the Facebook page. Make sure you get subscribed by going to YouTube and clicking on the big old red YouTube channel. YouTube is probably the place to be when it comes to getting subscribed for the show and really being someone that's on there. In fact, I think we should do a special deal for people who go get subscribed on the show. In fact, why don't we do that? For the first 200 people that are subscribed on our YouTube channel, we should do a special $250 gift card giveaway. So go get subscribed on our YouTube channel. When we hit 200 subscribers, we'll give away. We'll do $200 for 200 subscribers. We'll do a $200 gift card giveaway for the, and we'll just basically put those 200 people and we'll figure that out. We'll pay attention, get on there. We'll do it. We'll definitely do it. Go over to YouTube, the Plumbing Sales Coach, and get on there. Get it. Gotta get it when you can. Get it when you can. Are you ready? Let's pop it up there. Here we go. Oh, man. So this is for $200. Someone's about to win, baby. Here it comes. We have a winner, and it is Jeff Lane. You just won $200, brother. I saw you on here earlier asking about the retreat. $200. You just won $200, which will help because that'll pay for part of the retreat. Remember, for the people that are going to the retreat, already know this. For those that are interested in the retreat, that does cover hotel, that does cover all your food while you're here, and it covers one heck of a time, and all the information and knowledge you'll need to know to run your plumbing business. It's for general managers, service managers, and owners. If you want to all get on the same page, step in the same line, get it to that retreat. I'm telling you, with COVID-19, they are going to limit the access. I think we can only have like 20 people there or something. I'll find out a little bit more on that. I'm still working that out. But we're going to have a limited site. We have the first 10 people that sign up and get a private special dinner that first Friday night. I think that's already almost sold out. So hurry up and grab your spot, and we'll see you in October. Other than that, guys, I love you as always. Remember, serve your communities in everything, not just plumbing. Have a great night.